and Kira. Weekends from 11.
God almighty, what a weekend, Kira.
It really was.
What a weekend and week. We've been in here for 2 years at this point, doing shows continuously. Yes. That's what it feels like. But not in a bad way, Kira, because it's great to be here with you. Anyway, of course, lots went on over the weekend. On Saturday, Kira, we had a very busy show.
We did indeed, and we found a very unique way of using one of our RTE colleagues to get some better hotel deals in Ireland after a brilliant segment on the Joe Duffy Show.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. And a new survey out suggests that Irish people are happiest when they earn a certain amount of money. You might be surprised at the actual amount.
That's right. And on Sunday, Kira, this was fun. We were chatting about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, how, of course, they're not going to be in the Australian Outback this year, but a spooky haunted house in the UK, and one of the potential contestants would cause huge problems. If it's true, though, Kira, as you said, if you were a contestant and you showed up and you saw him, you'd be like, ah, forget it.
Do you know what I mean?
You'd be like, I'm going home. Yeah, yeah.
Packing up my winter bikini and I'm heading home. Also, a BBC News presenter accidentally gave us some very funny audio while reporting from a park in the UK during the week.
And of course, Kira and I being Kira and I were not about to leave that go. So, you know, we got some good content out of that, let me tell you. Kira and I do enjoy somebody messing up on live television or radio. However, listen, how about this? Without further ado, let's have a listen. Are you happy? Because apparently Kira has the secret to happiness.
Well, I do and I don't, because they say that money can never buy you happiness, Chris. I don't know. I kind of believe that trope at this stage. Do you know what I mean?
That money can't buy you happiness.
It can.
Yeah, listen, I heard an expression once, and I know it's a kind of a trite one that you see on the internet. Money can't buy you happiness, but I would rather cry in a brand new Lamborghini. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's be fair. Let's be fair. Money can certainly help. Like, let's stop with that. Oh, yeah. It doesn't buy you happiness. It certainly helps.
A new study out has revealed how much money an Irish person would need to earn each year to be happy. So obviously, at the minute, when you consider the economic turmoil caused by the pandemic, winning the lotto would be very handy for an awful lot of people right now, wouldn't it?
Oh, hell yeah. So I have to win the lotto. I need that level of money, do I?
Well, kind of. A new study has suggested that Irish... Do you want to guess, Chris?
Okay.
So a new study suggests that Irish residents would need to earn a minimum salary of what per year to feel happy? What are you thinking?
Okay. So this is for Ireland, and this is so we're not talking like money in the bank number. We're talking what we'd need to be earning per year to feel happy. Okay. Oh, like 150 grand.
No, you've gone way ahead of yourself there now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, 100 grand. We'll go a nice round even number. 100 grand, you'd be happy with that in the bank every year. No, higher or lower than 100?
Lower.
Okay. 85.
Lower.
All right, okay. 50. Okay, we're going to round it out. 50.
No. Okay. What? So a new study has suggested that Irish residents would need to earn a minimum salary of 70,000 per year to feel happy. Now, the revelation of such an amount is likely to make plenty of people unhappy as well, because it is significantly more than the average wage, you know?
Oh, 100%, of course. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's according to the Central Statistics Office. The average wage in Ireland in 2019 was up 3.6% on the previous year. So, interesting.
It's interesting because I do remember maybe it was about a year ago, I read that there is certainly a point. You and I were joking at the start of this that, oh, lol, money can certainly help. Apparently, Kira, to be academic about this for a moment, there is actually a point at which the happiness you get from your money is diminishing, if you understand me. Mm-hmm. So, as in, you might be really happy with, what did the survey say, 75? But then...
70,
yeah. Sorry. But then once you get over that, your happiness level doesn't really change that much. Apparently,
yes.
I was reading...
Okay. It's like climbing to the top of the mountain and then getting to the top of the mountain and being like, okay, what's next? There's always another mountain.
That's the problem. You want your first million, then your second million, then your fifth million. I hear rappers talking about this all the time, Kira, and we can all relate to that, you know? Earning our first 10 mil and then just feeling really sad like Drake did and really empty. So, apparently, I have read, that there is a certain point at which it's kind of a diminishing return and you're like, I have that, but I don't really, nothing, you know, it's not going to make me happier earning another X amount of money, but look, 70, like 70's great, do you know what I mean? Like, as in, as you say, there'll be lots of people going, what? 70? To be happier? Yeah, exactly. So, especially at a time, of course, when there's such pressure on people with this whole COVID thing, 70. 70 would be like winning the lotto. So apparently that's the number, Kira,
that we need
in Ireland to aim for if we want happiness, but then after that, we're not really going to get that much more happy.
So this was kind of that's kind of high, in fairness. Okay, they're relatively high wages to achieve happiness. But Ireland is at a generous 144 on the Raisin UK study, meaning that Ireland is the second happiest country in the world with an overall rating of 287, 1.4 for happiness, and an average lifespan of 81.8 years. Ireland bagged itself second place on the list.
I've read this stuff before. As a nation internationally, we're quite happy. We're quite, as you know, we're generally ranking up there. Who's above us, does it say? Because that's I'm now really competitive. I'm like, wait, who's happier than us? We're the happiest nation by far.
Are we?
I think generally we have a disposition towards happiness. I think we're very grumpy as a people. And I think we're very cynical and we're very curmudgeonly. But
I think
we're
talking about yourself.
Yes, completely. But I also think we're a relatively happy people. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
we're cynical and we're annoying and we're difficult and all that. But I also think we're happy underneath it all. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, Ciara. Now, Ciara, it has been a very, very dramatic week on the RTE airwaves. Let me tell
really
you something.
It has, hasn't it, Chris?
God almighty. And you know where it's all happening now? Not to big up another show, because obviously we're the best show on RTE, full stop. However, do you know who comes in at a close second, Ciara?
Who, Chris?
Mr. Joe Duffy.
That's a fair
ranking.
Yeah.
It'd be
it is kind of a good ranking.
Then Joe Duffy, then all the other shows. Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, Ciara, Joe Duffy had two huge things during the week. Of course, he had interviews with one of the girls and, of course, with the gentleman who found the two girls that went missing off the coast of Furbo in Galway, which was the most dramatic stuff.
Do you know, so did Sarah McInerney, and it was an amazing interview.
Yes,
anyway, sorry,
no, it was. Actually, she's third. So it's us, Joe Duffy, then Sarah McInerney. So I think it's a pretty good ranking. However, you know what else Joe Duffy was doing? Ciara, I like this new loose Joe Duffy. Prank phone calls, essentially, is what Joe Duffy was doing. He was doing prank phone call, yes.
I came in on the back of this and I was like, what the hell is going on? So I'm delighted that we're having a bit of crack with it.
So you won't,
I don't know about you, Chris, but when I tell my friends or people that I just meet that I work in RTE, there's a couple of things that they ask me straight away.
Mm-hmm, go
Do
for
you know
it.
What I mean?
What are they?
One is, what is Ryan Tuberty like?
Uh-huh, sure.
Second is, I've got an issue and I need to go on Liveline. Ciara, do you have an email address that I can email somebody? and then the other one is like a joke about getting tickets to the late night toy show.
Oh God, Ciara, that's the exact same cycle with me. It's either toy show tickets or some score settling with Joe Duffy. That I'm like, what do you expect me to do about it? But listen, to give you a little brief review here, because Ciara, you've given me an idea. We won't play, of course, the full call, but it is very interesting. So basically, to give you the long and the short of it, Mr. Joe Duffy figured out that there was a fraudulent property on Booking.com. So you know Booking.com, you go on, you book the hotels or whatever, it's great. However, someone had put up a fake property listed in Dublin. So it was an address in Dublin, in the city centre, that was just a derelict building. And Joe Duffy calls the number, right, Ciara? He calls the number and he's enticing the guy to lie more, because that's what Joe's doing. You know, he's having a bit of fun with it. However, it gave me an idea, Ciara. It gave me an idea, because something else that always happens, as you say, there's that whole rigmarole that goes on with, can you get me toy show tickets, what's Tuberty like, etc, etc. Another thing that people sometimes try and do is, if it's a business transaction, they'll be like, oh geez, well, I'll knock off a few hundred now if you mention me on the radio. And I'm like, I can't, that's illegal. Do you know what I mean? That's product placement. Ciara and I'd be getting fired if we did that. However, Ciara, I've decided we're just going to lean into it, because Joe Duffy, with this fun phone call he did, I really liked this, he has given us loads of material that we can pretend it's Joe Duffy on the phone with, if you understand
Brilliant.
Me. Yes. So supposing we're ringing that hotel that's like, oh Jesus, Ciara now from RTE. Oh, if you knock off if you mention me now on the radio, if Derek Mooney says hello to me, I'll do you a good rate. Here's what I was thinking we could do. If we're ringing to book a hotel, we could be like, hey, no, it's Chris from RTE. You probably don't know me. I'm not very important. However, I have Joe Duffy here with me.
This is Joe Duffy here from RT Radio's Liveline.
And it will be like,
brilliant,
we're there with him. So then I got some other clips, so it's like it's Joe negotiating on our behalf, and we could be like,
wait a second though.
Yeah, sure.
Is this legal, Chris? What we plan to potentially
probably,
do with this audio,
probably not,
Duffy?
But we won't tell any. We won't record it like Joe Duffy did. So we could be like, look, Joe's here with me. And
yeah, I'm looking to come this weekend, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the double room.
And then they'll be like, okay, Joe, yeah, sure. And I'd be like, now listen, Mr. Duffy would like a special rate for us.
And what's your rate? I know it's expensive in Dublin. Is there any special rates at the minute?
Do you see what I'm saying here? And
yes,
we can basically
pretend
it's Joe Duffy with us and get free or certainly reduced price hotels. Or other
Chris,
service. Yes.
You know the way I don't agree with you in absolutely anything.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah,
for
sure,
a
sure.
good 10 or 11 years now.
Sure, sure.
I am on board with this.
Listen, I'm telling you, we got to leverage that. The next time someone says, geez, no, I'll knock 50 quid off if you mention me on Liveline, I'll be like, well, actually, do you know what? Supposing I was signing up to a gym again, I could be like, you know, Joe really likes this
and
gym.
And the gym is, I know a lot of gyms are closed. Is your gym open at the moment? It looks incredible.
And they'd be like, oh, Joe, you like the look of the gym. And I could say, oh yeah, he loves it now.
Chris,
we could really, yeah.
This is genius.
We could really do with a special rate.
And what's your rate? I know it's expensive in Dublin. Are they, is there any special rates at the minute?
See? That's what
Chris,
we do.
This is genius.
Kira,
long as Joe Duffy doesn't find out that we're trying to use his voice to get better deals than hotels across Ireland, we're fine. It's foolproof.
Exactly.
Talk to Joe. You've gone very quiet.
That's if they're backing out of the deal. Do you know what I mean? We could.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha,
then, because
okay,
everyone loves that talk to Joe catchphrase. Do you know what I mean? So if they weren't going to give us the rates, once we do.
Talk to Joe. You've gone very quiet.
They'll be back in. Do you know what I mean? Kira, that's what we're doing. All right? That's what we're doing,
like,
me and you from
I like
now on.
This plan. It's foolproof. It's foolproof.
Yes, we're finally going to get some benefit from doing the whole, oh, geez, you're working on you now. What's your bad like? Kira, it's time we chatted about this. Oh my goodness. I weirdly yes. like this show. I don't know why. Like,
do you know what, Chris? I hate reality TV shows in general, but this one I actually don't mind. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I don't know what it is about seeing a whole load of C-list English celebrities in a jungle in Australia, but yeah, I do. I like it.
I like the way they're kind of gently tortured for a few weeks. It's enjoyable, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, this year, reality TV programs have to rethink their whole program and their
of
whole
course.
Setup. And for the first time ever, I'm a Celebrity isn't going to be in the Australian outback for very obvious COVID-19 reasons, but instead they're going to be housed in an old castle in North Wales, which is said to be haunted.
Oh no.
So instead of putting up with really hot conditions in the Australian outback in December, January, they're now going to put up with really cold conditions in an old castle in North Wales, okay?
Sure. Really so, spooky conditions by the sounds of it.
Very spooky
oh,
conditions.
Jesus.
Teeth chatteringly cold Uh-oh. Temperatures and all the rest. Like, so I don't know which is worse, being really, really hot or really, really cold. But mm-hmm. anyway, that's a debate for another day. So obviously before these things roll out, there's rumours of who the contestants may be or may not be. And sometimes they're planted in the media and then they turn out to be the person that actually is on the show or whatever. So this week there was an article circulating about a potential contestant for I'm a Celebrity 2020. If I signed up to do I'm a Celebrity and then I found out, I arrive into camp or into this old castle and this guy is sitting there, I would pack up my rucksack and my tiny bikini and I would leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think this through here for a second because I actually don't know who this person is. Supposing, Kira, they offered you or I a spot on this I'm a Celebrity thing. Now, the fees for that show can be really good. Like, I'd imagine they'd offer me, though, like $5,000 or something. I'm not getting anything huge for going on there. But, like, you can be in the, like, 100 grand, 150, 200 grand kind of range. So, supposing, right, Kira, you're in there, they're paying you 100 grand for the few weeks that you're in there. You know, nice, easy work if you can get it. You're telling me if this person showed up, you'd genuinely consider just being out of the whole thing?
Yes, because not because this person is horrible or anything like that, because this person has the potential to win, obviously, because this person may have a lot of experience in the outback.
Oh, a lot mm-hmm. of experience. It's not Bear Grylls or something, is it?
It's Bear Grylls.
It's not, is it?
It's Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls is going to be in I'm a Celebrity.
Well, there are rumors
that's ridiculous. He'd be fine.
Survival expert Bear Grylls is the new bookie's favourite to join I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2020. So obviously, he's a former SAS man.
You can't, come on.
At odds of 2-1 leading bookmaker Coral to appear on the hit ITV series when it returns later this year.
That's a waste of time. Like, he's going to kick everyone's ass. He's used to that
way,
kind of stuff.
He could obviously he'd be very much at home at I'm a Celeb. Do you know what I mean? It'd probably be like a holiday for him.
Sure.
But if he does enter the show, I'm sure he'd be able to be helpful to the campmates as well when it comes to surviving the series. Like, you know what I mean? You know, in another way, actually, I'm going to look at this another way. If I were to go into it, I would become best buddies with Bear Grylls.
Oh, God, he's the guy you want to be friends with.
He's the guy you
oh
want to
God,
be friends
yeah.
with.
You know, in those prison dramas where they're like, what you need to do is you need to get yourself into a gang. Man, if I joined I'm a Celebrity, he's the guy I'm making friends with straight away.
Yeah.
Though he'd probably suggest weird stuff like drinking your urine and all that. Like, he does a lot of that type of survivalist stuff. I don't want to drink my urine, Kira. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is
I don't
true.
Need that.
Well, you see, he's at a loose he's kind of, he doesn't have anything really going on at the minute because his Channel 4 series Celebrity Island obviously remains indefinitely postponed due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. So he sure. could potentially do it, you know?
Yeah, you never know. But you're right, once he shows up, you're like, this is a waste of time. He's going to be yeah. able, for all of these conditions, anything you expose him to, he's probably already done. I mean, he's former special, like, you know what I mean? There's nothing you can throw at him.
I also think he could be very entertaining in it.
Sure.
Obviously all used to seeing Bear Grylls do his own show and stuff like that. But I'd imagine throw him in with a whole load of campmates who he's competing against. That could be an interesting dynamic as well.
Someone says, lads, have you never heard Bear Grylls in an interview? He is a boring effer, but great at trials. People won't vote for him because of that. He'll be gone first.
What?
I've actually never seen him in an interview.
I've never seen him in an interview either. I've just seen him, like, cutting trees down with a knife and stuff.
I've just seen him drinking his own. That's the clip I keep seeing on the internet. But sure, listen, that's what he's famous for, cutting trees down, drinking. Yeah.
So there you go, a potential contestant sure. for I'm a Celeb 20. Obviously, one of the most famous boy bands in the entire world is One Direction, Chris. And I came across an article during the week and it was written by a guy called Harry Styles, who is not Harry Styles from One Direction, but just Harry Styles, a normal lad from the UK. And he wrote this incredible article about what it's like to share a name with a famous person. Now, I know that in your case, there is an American actor called Chris Green, and we've even had him on the show, haven't we?
We have. We had him on the show. He's a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. We checked in and with him. He was very polite, very friendly.
Yeah, you did some investigative reporting and you found out that there was a person who worked in the adult film industry called Keira King.
There is now, an imagine, adult film actress yeah. with the name Keira King. Yes, Keira.
Yeah, now imagine it's Sierra King, but
it's,
anyway.
No, it's K-I-E-R-A. So it's definitely God, Keira. It's definitely Keira King. Very good work, I have to say, from her. Quite a body of work. It's fantastic.
So this guy was just talking about it. Even now, so like obviously One Direction, it was their 10-year anniversary there a couple of weeks back, whatever, for 10 years. He obviously has the email address, harrystyles@whatever. And he said the amount of people that he gets contacting him, telling him personal stories on the off chance that he is the real Harry Styles, he said it's something else. He also gets slagged all the time. You know what I mean? People
course,
quote
yeah.
One Direction songs, you know, Adam and stuff like that. And he's like, okay, like, you know, guys, it's the joke's getting old.
Sure. Yeah, lol, my name's Harry
years.
Styles.
Females have been more interested in him because his name is Harry Styles. He did mention that as well. Yeah.
Do you know what's weird as well? I found with this, have you ever seen as well, especially around election time online, if a politician does something which gets them into the news, then people that have that politician's name have to put up on Twitter, I'm not that politician.
But
please
like
stop
John,
sending me this.
It's like the man called John Lewis, you know, in November when they released yes. the John Lewis ad.
Because his Twitter handle is @John Lewis. So mm-hmm. everyone automatically assumes that John Lewis, the brand, has that. So tweet yeah. him all this rubbish. Yes, yeah, yeah.
So this guy, Harry Styles, he receives Facebook friend requests from total strangers all over the world every single day.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be exhausting.
He said he's been added into group chats with people that he doesn't know on social media sites. Some who genuinely believe that he is the famous singer, despite his profile picture showing otherwise. He says, sadly, I only have his name, not his looks or charm. But I mean, you know.
I'm quite stubborn, but I think if I shared a name with someone as famous as that, I think I'd change my name. I don't think I could put
would
up
you?
With. I don't think I could put up with the constant having to navigate the world as he seems to have to navigate it just
yeah,
because his name is Harry Styles. I don't think it'd
true.
Be worth it. I think I'd just, you know, I'd just change it completely.
51552. Is anyone out there who shares their name with a famous person, and how has it impacted your life? I find these conversations fascinating.
Sure, because you'd think it's so innocuous, but it has a massive effect.
Do you know, Chris? You know, yes. when it comes to famous actors, the Actors Union has rules dictating that there could be no more than two members with the exact same name. So, by way of a very real example, a man who was born Michael Douglas actually became Michael Keaton.
That's right.
Because
I've seen that.
He was already a Michael Douglas actor. So Michael Keaton was born Michael Douglas, but had to change his name to Michael Keaton.
I've seen that before, and very often it's why you see sometimes actors with like double barrel names, as in there might already be Chad Murray. So then they're yeah. like, when he's registering, they're like, right, you're Chad Michael Murray. You know, as in you have to make it
yeah.
different
yeah.
and distinct. But it is an interesting question, Kira. Does anybody out there share a name with anybody famous? And what is it like? Ciara, one thing that you and I greatly enjoy, and as we've said, and I think the reason I say this in as well, is to try and neutralise the bad karma that I'm generating when I do stuff like this.
Now, there's certain things that we have said over the last 11 years on air, Chris, where we've tripped over our words, or we said something that we didn't mean to say, and in fairness, we've gotten away with a lot of stuff.
Oh, you and I have gotten away with colossal stuff. One time, we won't get into it right now, but the stuff of lore in Ciara and I's heads. One time Ciara and I left the microphones on when we were having a very personal conversation in another radio station. Jesus, I can't believe we got away with that one.
I still remember the panic that I felt when people started texting in to say they could hear us, you know.
And the only reason we got away with it was because the microphones were just low enough so that the music was drowning out what we were saying. So it was kind of just murmuring. But holy God, Ciara, I empathise with broadcasters who do live things. There's a lot to it. There really is.
So obviously there was a huge heatwave in the UK last week, and I think it's still kind of raging on some days or whatever. And a BBC News presenter was doing a piece on BBC News. She was a weather presenter called Carol Kirkwood, and she was sent out to a lovely Greenwich Park for this morning's broadcast.
Very English. They love their parks. Yes. They love yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so she presented live from the South London Park for BBC Breakfast, and for what was meant to be an inoffensive routine report about how people were obviously going to be, you know, coming into the park because I think the temperatures had reached the highest ever in London that particular day, she unfortunately made a terrible error. A terrible but very funny error.
And it's so funny as well, because this is such a prim and proper British thing. Imagine a segment about people are going to go to the park and enjoy themselves. That was the segment.
So she intended to say that she'd seen lots of dog walkers and joggers in the park.
Oh, I think I know where this is.
We have audio of what came out instead.
Good morning, everybody. And Greenwich Park is one of the oldest enclosed of the Royal Parks. And look at it. Fabulous. The sun is beating down. We've seen lots of doggers, lots of dog walkers and joggers around here through the course of this morning. And the forecast for the...
Oh, dear.
And so you can hear her smile, you know, you can hear her go, oh my God, I just said doggers on live television on BBC Breakfast, you know, whatever. But she keeps on smiling. She's a consummate professional, and she meant to say joggers and dog walkers.
Fabulous. The sun is beating down. We've seen lots of doggers,
Oh dear. And the thing is as well.
Not doggers, of course.
Not doggers. I haven't seen any doggers that I'm aware of. However, Ciara, this is though something that you and I can empathise with greatly, because of course we were filling in, keeping the studio warm for Jenny Green for the last 2 weeks. And Pictionary, because I made a mistake once, has given me PTSD when it comes to doing that game, because I swore because I got very into the game.
Not
I'm telling you the effect this has.
You swore at our colleague on live radio.
Oh, I screamed at our colleague.
Well.
Yeah, yes. sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, sometimes in the spur of the moment, even if you know you're on live television or radio broadcasting to tens of thousands of people, you can't help it. And
the sun is beating down. We've seen lots of doggers.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, look, what more do you want? What can we say? I mean, it's every week here. It's an A1. It's a home run.
Chris? It's like a NASA rocket launch that just goes perfectly.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like here. That's the scale we're operating
on.
We're
like two astronauts of radio, just doing our thing out there in space.
That's right. And then, as always, a perfect splashdown when we come back. That's what they call it when they come back in those little pods into the sea, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? We get the job done every time. But listen, we will be back soon, of course. Give the podcast 5 stars. Give it a nice review. Subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, RSS feed, wherever it is you're getting it. Until soon, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Ciara.
Goodbye.
Chris and Ciara, weekends from 11.